Life Audio.
Welcome to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. I'm Rachel, and this podcast is where you'll find the space to clear your head and calm your heart. I'm so glad you're here. Make yourself at home. Welcome to the Untangling Life podcast. I'm Rachel, and I'm so glad you're here. Have you ever thought, I wish I would have prayed first? That actually happened to me today. I received a phone call from my husband, and I thought, wow, I should have spent more time in prayer about that this morning. Recently, I took a poll on Instagram in my prayer channel, and I asked, what is your biggest prayer dilemma? The number one response was, making prayer my first option. We've all experienced the many distractions that prevent us from going to God in prayer before we phone a friend or shoot a text or send an email or post on social media. But I have good news. We are creatures of habit, and we can prioritize prayer to make it the habit we long for it to be. The intimate conversations with God can be had in addition to the casual conversations with Him. Today, I am sharing how to make your prayer habits stick. Are you ready? In James Clear's book, Atomic Habits, An Easy and Proven Way to Build Good Habits and Break Bad Ones, he offers the four laws of change. And they are, number one, make it obvious. Number two, make it attractive. Number three, make it easy. Number four, make it satisfying. In other words, if you want to change your behavior, you have to set goals that equate those four characteristics. Although James is not a Christian that I'm aware of, his four laws do prompt me in the areas of prayer. The first one is, if I want to train myself to pray first above all, making prayer my first and best option, then I've got to make it obvious. My friend Pat Layton does this through what she calls her prayer chair. It's a purposeful place where she goes specifically to pray. She keeps her stack of journals and her Bible there. Other people tell me that they keep their prayer cards from my shop by their prayer chair, or they place them on the kitchen counter. Maybe for you, a great obvious reminder would be a piece of jewelry that you wear. I think for most of us, making prayer a habit obvious means that we have to create a visual reminder in a frequented place. I've seen people put a post-it note on their coffee maker to remind themselves to pray. I've talked about spiritual habit stacking before on the podcast, and if you're wondering what this is, be sure to head back to episode 71 when you're finished listening here. I'll leave the link in the show notes. But after making it obvious, James Clear explains that law number two of creating a behavior change is to make it attractive. So we make it obvious or purposeful, and we make it attractive. If we want to change our behaviors from turning to other things first before we pray, then to change that habit of whatever it is in place of prayer, we want to make prayer the more appealing habit. So how do we do that? We can remind ourselves of God's promises about prayer. We can be purposeful in setting regular times of prayer. We can enjoy using prayer journals. The path to making prayer more attractive than our natural options is enjoying our conversations with God, developing that relationship. Prayer walks are a wonderful way that I love to enjoy God and nature. Prayer walks make prayer attractive to me. I see God in the sunrise or the sunset. I see His hand in all creation. So ask yourself, what could I do to make prayer more attractive to me so that I gravitate towards it? I reach for it naturally in place of other things. And then the third law of behavior change, suggested by James Clear, is to make it easy. Applying this spiritually couldn't be any easier because God is everywhere and He can hear us from any place.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So if we work with the last 2 points of making prayer our obvious choice and making it the most attractive choice because we love God and focus on His promises, it then becomes the easy choice. The struggle with making prayer easy is that we can't see God with our eyes. And because of this, as humans, we need visual reminders until we have built a spiritual inclination to pray. One of the best ways I've found to increase my spiritual intuition, that sense of God's presence, is to go to sleep praying. When I do this, I usually wake up praying. James Clear's fourth law of behavior change is to make it satisfying. Whatever habit you are trying to build, make sure the tasks you initiate to get there bring contentment and fulfillment. So I want to read a few passages of scripture to help you remember just how satisfying God's love is. Psalms 37, 3 and 4 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." Psalm 90, 14 says, "Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days." What if you started each day with the prayer, "Lord, satisfy me with your love today"? Just a couple of weeks ago, I had the privilege of hearing from my sister that her daughter is pregnant and she made it to the second trimester. This is my niece, Ashley. You may have heard on the podcast before, as I have mentioned, her heartbreaking journey through infertility and how she lost a sweet baby who was in the hospital for several months. But my sister shared the beautiful announcement that they are expecting and have made it through the first trimester. And I thought one of the sweetest parts about that announcement was just a few days before they announced it, she received a text from someone who had been praying for her. And he says, "Just wanting to say hello. You have to be tired as much as you have been running through my mind, LOL. I do hope you and Mr. Bill," that's her husband, "are both doing well. I had a very sweet dream about Ashley and Ian," that is my niece and her husband, "last night, and I woke up with a smiling heart. I do believe that their time is soon approaching for a family. Have a wonderful day, young lady. God bless." I was astounded at this beautiful text that she received, because this was before the announcement was made, and yet God was answering prayer in layers. And it is just so precious to me when you take things to the Lord in prayer and you learn how to do that and how to do it consistently and fervently and with trust in His plan, that He answers in beautiful ways and He delivers that answer on multiple levels. I've walked through some desperate places in my life. And so if you're listening today and you say, "I just can't make prayer a habit because I can't even get through the day. I can barely get out of bed. I can barely walk to the bathroom. I have to force myself to do everything because my grief or my loss or my trauma is so big that I wonder if God even hears me." Friend, I want you to hear that God hears your prayers. And our desperate moments are an opportunity to begin to live dependently on Him. When we learn how to live dependently on Him, it's amazing what happens in our prayer lives. And so I want to thank you for joining me I hope this episode has been a source of encouragement and inspiration for how you can make your prayer habits stick. As a way of saying thank you, I want to invite you to enjoy a free resource. This is When You Can't Pray, Prayer Guide. Release the frustration of not having the right words to pray. You can embrace the comfort and intercession of the Holy Spirit and engage your heart with the truth that God sees you, He hears you, and He knows your needs. You'll find the link to this resource, this free resource, in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening in today. Until next time, God sees you and knows your need. Thank you for listening to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, be sure to subscribe. For show notes and free resources, visit rachelwojo.com. See you again soon. Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take, but I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.